1-2 pitch. And Ramirez swings and hammers one. Deep right and way out of here. 3-0 Indians. Jose Ramirez hits his 14th home run. Another bullet home run down the right field line and way out of here. Oh, he mashed a two-run bomb last night to break it open. And he makes it 3-0 here in the third on a laser down that right field line that got out of here in the blink of an eye.
Bob, do you want to say it? That was all-star third baseman Jose Ramirez.
Yeah, absolutely. Good morning, boys. It's the starting all-star third baseman Jose Ramirez. The fans voted Jose in, and I'll tell you, he is one grateful young man. He's just so excited and, over the top, appreciative of everybody who went and voted for him to become the starting third baseman in the All-Star game in Miami. And he'll be joined by four teammates and the manager and the entire coaching staff. And, it's going to be a real fun few days for our boys down in Miami for sure.
And we were talking this morning as I'm Bob DiBiase of the Indians, courtesy of Dale's Market and Deli, 417 Cleveland Street in Elyria. It's our Tribe Talk and Trivia. And Craig, you had something you wanted to add?
Well, Bob, when was the last time we had a player voted, to the starting lineup?
A third baseman, I think it was, Travis Fryman? Is that
the last Indians All-Star third baseman was Travis Fryman in 2000.
Yeah, wow. It was Travis Fryman in the starting lineup. I got to go back and look at that one. I'm sure it's not very far.
Juan Gonzalez was the last.
That's in 2002. Juan,
that's Juan. Right.
Yeah, it was Juan Gonzalez. Right. And 2002, I think that was. Yeah, it's been a while. And I'll tell you again, just to see the sheer joy and Jose and the tweets that he was putting out, just so appreciative.
It's the youngest in Sandy Alomar, and it turned out well for Sandy, I would say, huh?
I would think so, absolutely.
And again, Michael Brantley, Francisco Lindor, Corey Kluber, and Andrew Miller. So we've got him on the bases and on the mound at the All-Star game.
Right. Corey Kluber pitching tomorrow night. And Francisco Lindor bobblehead night, July 4th. The bobbleheads, courtesy of our friends at Sherwin-Williams, will be a pregame party out in the district. $2 Miller Lights from 5 to 7, and postgame fireworks for July 4th. So lots going on tomorrow. And Kluber may end up being able to pitch both Tuesday and then Sunday night when the first half of the season concludes, ESPN, Sunday Night Baseball in Cleveland, and Corey on the mound gets two starts before the All-Star break. And so it'll be interesting to see if he gets an opportunity to pitch in the All-Star game, although it would be a day that he would pitch a bullpen session on Tuesday, so he might do that in the game. Who knows? But we're fortunate we have our skipper, our pitching coach, keeping a good eye on him down in Miami.
Of course, we are just coming off a weekend in Detroit, and we'll be heading to, or the Tigers coming back to town. So a quick turnaround, a little chance for them to ruminate on this weekend that we gave it to the Tigers. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, 2 out of 3, a four-game series that had a rain out, so it pushes a day-night doubleheader to September. To go in, win a series, Kansas City and Minnesota sort of beat up on each other. So we now have a 3-game lead. And again, San Diego Padres, a little interleague action coming to Progressive Field starting tomorrow night, as I said, Francisco Lindor bobblehead. And then there's Wednesday night and Thursday night, 7-10 games against the Padres. And Friday, big promotional weekend as we head into the All-Star break. Friday, Saturday, back-to-back fireworks shows. Friday, Sugardale Dollar Dogs. Another pregame party in the district. There'll be a Black Sea Skyline cap, courtesy of Key Bank, given away to the first 10,000 fans. Again, as I said, post-game fireworks. Then Andrew Miller jersey giveaway, courtesy of Shears, on Saturday. Fireworks after the game. So three fireworks shows on this homestand. And again, remember, Sunday is an 8:10 start as ESPN Sunday Night Baseball comes to Cleveland.
Hey, Bob, that game tomorrow night, a blast in more ways than one. Are tickets still available?
Yes, absolutely. Tickets are available. Corey Kluber on the mound. And fireworks post-game to American Rocks theme music. So, yes, absolutely. Tickets are still available. Indians.com is the place to go.
Sounds good. Bob, have a happy 4th of July. We'll talk again next Monday.
You got it, boys. You too. Go Tribe.